Support for WILL is provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural marketing and planning meeting on Monday, February 11th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Johannic Civic Center in Kokomo, Indiana. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
It's 8:50 and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. And sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Todd Gleason. Hi, Todd.
Good morning to you, Dan. Kind of a rough ride out there this morning on the way in from my home just to the west of Champaign. If you're on your way in, be careful. The roads are, well, clear, relatively speaking, but boy, they're slick this morning. So be careful out on the road. Let's take a look at what's been happening in the world of agricultural markets for the day. Having an impact on the cash hog prices this morning. They're called steady to possibly as much as $1 a hundredweight higher in certain areas. That, of course, due to the snowfall across the central region. Some expected packer demand. The terminal markets are called mostly steady and very light volume test with top prices from $32 to $37 a hundredweight. That, of course, on a live basis, one location, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, likely not to have enough hogs to even establish a market this morning. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for the Thursday afternoon, negotiated swine purchases were 17,689. That for the base market hog of 185 pounds, $41 to $55 with its trading range. The weighted average was 52.18. That's a gain of $1.57 from Wednesday. On a live basis, the barrels and the gilt sold from $33.74 to $44. The weighted average at $41.12. For the Western Daily Direct Hogs, they reported negotiated swine purchases at $21,712. The base price range, $44 to $56.95. The weighted average at $53.61. That's a gain of 45 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, the barrels and gilts sold from $31.25 to $44.68. The weighted average at $41.76.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
From the weather office this morning, a very busy weather office, Ed Kieser, chief meteorologist, now joins us to take a look at the agricultural weather. And I'll bet maybe, Ed, we probably ought to talk mostly about weather here in the Midwest and what's been happening in the two-state region.
Well, in the two-state region, you already alluded to the fact that the interstate highways even are quite slippery. Even where they've been cleared of snow, there's black ice out there on many roads. So, caution is recommended. There's still a winter storm warning out for much of eastern, central, and southern Illinois. And some counties out to the west have been dropped from the winter storm warning. And that includes the Peoria, Lincoln, and Springfield areas on westward are cleared of the warning. But it's still in effect for Bloomington Normal and Decatur and Taylorville on eastward until noon. And for areas north of Champaign-Urbana, Ford, Iroquois, and Livingston counties on up to Chicago, winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. And across northern Indiana, there's also a winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. Central Time, and that's where snow continues to fall. Looking at the radar, I can tell you that the snow is steadiest and heaviest right now in north central and northeastern Indiana. There are also some bands of heavier snow in far northwest Indiana, maybe some lake effect enhancement there, and also in northeast Illinois, in parts of Will and Kankakee counties, especially eastern Will into central Kankakee County along I-57, it is snowing. Now you get to around Champaign-Urbana, and there's a little break in the action, and then there are some other pockets of moderate intensity snow still showing up on the radar just to the south and west of Champaign-Urbana right now. It's snowing around Hinesboro to Camargo and Villa Grove, and it looks like snow is now falling out around Mansfield on I-74. On I-72, a little bit of snow falling around Monticello and some more around Decatur. In the farthest west, that we have a decent band of snow right now. It extends from south of Lincoln in eastern Sangamon County on down toward Taylorville and Christian County, and just to the west of Vandalia in Fayette County along I-70. So there's still some of that snow out there. The system responsible for this is pushing off to the northeast, the low center pushing through Indiana and into Ohio. And as it moves to the northeast, it will take the snow with it. So Illinois will be down to just some flurries in eastern counties this afternoon. And this storm will be over for Illinois this afternoon. In Indiana, the snow will continue into the afternoon in northern and some west central areas. And farther south, not much in the way of precipitation. Indianapolis right now getting some drizzle, and temperatures from Indianapolis eastward to Richmond in Indiana and southward to Louisville, Kentucky, and southeastward to Cincinnati, all above freezing. So there aren't real problems there, but it is back down into the 20s in Evansville, so some cooler air will be pushing into southern Indiana, and that could lead to a few slick spots today. So anyway, conditions will slowly improve, but travel really isn't recommended this morning across this part of Illinois with improvement this afternoon. And for Indiana, northern Indiana, probably just want to wait until tonight or beyond. Now, over the weekend, we'll have generally quiet weather. We may get into some fog patches. Sunday night, a wintry mix could form with some sleet and freezing rain as much warmer air will come in aloft, but the snow cover will keep the ground cold. And then we get into rain on Monday. And with the snow melt and rain, that could spell more flooding problems. So that is a big concern early next week. And briefly, just touching on South America, I can tell you that there were a few spotty showers and thunderstorms, but coverage not good in most of Brazil. Most of the rain that did fall in Brazil was in the northern production area during the last 24 hours, but most of Brazil with decent moisture, just far southern areas need more rain. In Argentina, there's still concerns with dryness in the eastern areas. That's the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Thanks much, Ed. Ed Keezer, of course, joins us here on the pre-opening market report each and every business day of the year. Here's what the numbers look like in the overnight trade from the CME Group's Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures had an opening price at 9.69 and a quarter last night. That was up 2 cents. They traded 8 3/4 higher at the end of the session at $9.76. In the nearby Kansas City wheat, that is. The March wheat in the overnight trade up 4.5 cents on the open at 9.34. 12 1/4 was the last trade there at 9.41 3/4. July futures there up 2 cents at 8.75 1/2 at the end of the trade. They opened a quarter higher. Corn futures of 5.03 opened last night at 1 3/4 higher, and they finished at 5 1/4 higher at 5.06 1/2 for the March. The May futures were up 5 1/4 at 5.18 1/2 at the end of the trade today, or this morning, and the July futures at the end of the overnight session up 5 cents at 5.27 1/4. December futures last night's open at 5.16 1/4, up 0.5 cent, finished 5 cents higher at 5.20 3/4. March soybean futures opened at 12.75 1/4, up 3/4 last night, a dime higher by the end of the trading session this morning at 12.84 1/2. And the May futures, a 12.92 1/2 open, unchanged, 9 1/2 higher by the end of the trade at 13.02. November contract, a 12.45 1/4 unchanged open, 11 1/2 cents the gain at 12.57 by the end of the session this morning. On the line this morning with us from right here in Champaign is Jackie Vakes. Drove down last night to be on Commodity Week this afternoon with us. Jackie, we appreciate you making the trek through the snow last night.
Well, thank you. It was an interesting trip, let's just put it that way.
I bet it was. Kind of icy out there this morning. Maybe you should stay put for a while, but I bet you've got things to do yet this morning. Let's talk very quickly about what happened in the trade overnight and where you see things headed.
Well, I think, you know, there's absolutely no doubt we're starting out a new month. I think we're going to see some more index fund investment come in. And the Minneapolis wheat has to be the leader in the market. What a tremendous turnaround, and you know, putting on a new all-time high on March at 14.03. You can't help but believe that the momentum is going to trigger some more buying as we go along through the day today.
Yeah, the Minneapolis trading up 25 cents last night at 29 3/4 higher, but went to a high of 14.03. That's just a quarter above the settlement price for the session. Will they continue to lead the market higher today?
I believe so. The early calls and all the talk and the chatter that's out there is certainly indicating that. And when we saw Taiwan come back and extend that 50% export tariff cut, it just tells you, you know, that there's a lot of places that really need that wheat. And we also saw Japan come in and buy a bunch of wheat last night. So, yes, I do think that it's going to be the leader this morning.
And then do you have a set of pre-opening calls for us this morning?
Well, I sure do. You know, we've got corn up 3 to 5, And, you know, we had a 210,000 metric ton purchase from South Korea this morning, in addition to 100 from yesterday. Beans up 8 to 12. Wheat on the Chicago KC side up 10 to 20 on the Minneapolis, 10 to 30. And when we look at cattle, you know, flat to weak, you know, a little slower chain speed at the moment. And hogs and bellies just plain mixed. You know, we've got cash higher due to the weather, but also an extremely large slaughter number.
We're talking to Jackie Vakes this morning of Stuart Peterson Group. She made the trip down from Wisconsin last night to Illinois for the Commodity Week program, recording this afternoon. The tone means it's the top of the hour, 9 o'clock straight up. You're listening to WILL Urbana. Jackie, best advice in the last minute before we go to BBC News this morning.
I couldn't hear what you said, Todd.
What's your best piece of advice for producers at this time?
Well, I think that the thing that we have to try and do is control the emotions and look at where you're at. I think that put buying is by far the smartest thing to do in this market, because we can certainly see how volatile it can be and at least give yourself some type of a base.
We appreciate you being with us today.
No problem. See you later.
We'll see you later this afternoon. Thanks, Mons. That's Jackie Vakes. She's with Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin. She joins us here on the pre-opening market report each and every Friday morning. Time now to take a look at what's been happening in the world of news. BBC will be joined in just a few moments. I'm Todd Gleason. This is WILL AM 580.